If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
1024, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. Today, remembering Justice Antonin Scalia with some experts, including our pal, Professor Paul Green, director for the Institute of Politics, Roosevelt University. Professor Paul, good morning, my friend. How are you today?
Good morning, Dean. I'd really like to hear about your snowblower story. That was...
well, very... Paul, I just bought a new snowblower.
I know, I heard
to
it.
To be
I heard
prepared
it.
For the winter, and it hasn't snowed enough for me to use it even once.
One of the great times of one's life is when you leave, is when the kids leave and you go into a condo. I just gave my snowblower away. It was one of the great moments of my life.
I can imagine.
Yes.
Imagine a very moving moment. So I saw Paul the other day at WGN TV. We talked movies. I did not think we would be talking about the death of a Supreme Court justice today.
Right.
Nor especially the political impact of it all. One of the big stories is now what this is going to mean to the election, whether or not President Obama is going to be able to name a nominee. Also, one of the big issues is the politics that came into play before the body was even cold.
Absolutely. In times of this, you have to go back to Finley Peter Dunn, Mr. Dooley, who says the Supreme Court follows the election returns. They don't follow the law. The reality is that it's a political appointment. Everyone wants to say, well, it's a third, the separation of powers, but it is political. It'll be a war. No matter who becomes president, then who controls the Senate. It's another brick on this dysfunctionalism that we have in the society, and so it's going to be an ongoing thing. And I'm not very optimistic that it could work out. I don't know what kind of person President Obama said he's going to nominate somebody. I don't know what kind of person he could nominate that the Republican majority in the Senate would approve. And as you said, the political side of it, especially in our own state of Illinois, right now the Republicans have a 4-vote majority. And one of the guys who's probably the number one target is our own Senator Kirk. He's in a position in a blue state. If he goes against Obama and says, I'm going to delay, like Donald Trump said, that's going to hurt him. If he supports the nomination, then the conservative Republicans are going to stay home and not vote for him. So he's caught right now in a high wire act, and there's no safety net.
Yeah, that's what occurred to me, that the political implications of all of this, and highlighting this obstructionism that's been taking place on both sides,
of course,
for the last 8 years, is really now going to come into focus with this battle that's about to take place on this.
Yeah, we've always had this. Remember way back. Well, you remember, of course, Robert Bork and the Democrats denying that choice. The reality is that the selection of the Supreme Court is politics. I mean, I once gave a talk when I was young that all judges should have an exam. And, if it's good for students, if it's good for policemen, we should have an exam. The guy gets the highest score, you're a judge. Take it out of politics and put it all under your knowledge of the law. But that's not really always the case. And you have to have some knowledge of the law. I mean, remember George Bush had this lady that he tried to push through. I forgot her name already. And that was a joke. But by and large, it's people who agree with your philosophy, and that's the name of the game. But you're right. This has never been, in my memory, as dysfunctional now, this whole system. So it doesn't make a difference who controls, unless the president is of the same party as the Senate. You're going to have a major battle over this.
I saw somebody tweeted, or I saw someplace on social media last night that that the president, that we do not get a replacement for Justice Scalia until after the election. The Democrats wind up winning, and whoever is the new democratically elected president names Barack Obama as a justice of the Supreme Court.
Well, if they
you want to hear some outcry now.
Yeah, I mean, you could look at it so many different ways and so many different scenarios. But the reality is that the whole thing about original Justice Scalia was famous for being an originalist at the original meeting of the Constitution. And even that is debatable. I was just telling somebody that most of the knowledge that we have about the Constitutional Convention that created our Constitution was the notes taken by James Madison. There were no court reporters. There were nobody taking, you know, whatever there was. It was Mr. Madison, who one of the brightest people, you know, around at the time, or ever. You know, one of the great things about this country is that we've had our brightest political leaders at the beginning. We've never matched the number of people that were truly, truly intelligent people, revolutionaries. But it's his notes. And so how do you know from his notes or what the original intent of the Constitution was, the Second Amendment? I could speak a little bit to that. I mean, the whole idea of was to prevent the Brits from coming back, and we'd have people armed so they wouldn't just fall under the control of Great Britain again. You know, we all talk about that the first Revolutionary War, like the British just sort of left and, well, we lost. They were ticked. And as they came back, you know, 25 or 30 years later, there was real fear that there would be a return of the Brits. So it's just it's good stuff. It makes for tremendous law school courses and a lot of debate. But it's the political the political philosophy of the individual. So that's my take on it.
That's what it's going to take. Just in 30 seconds, if you can, was there a winner of last night's Republican debate?
Normally, I would say yes, but given the fact that Mr. Trump says things that, you know, are way out of bounds, and it doesn't, his stock goes up. I thought the only person there that really seemed to understand what was going on was Governor Kasich of Ohio. I mean, actually, well, because he was positive. And also, who wants to get into a mudslinging match with these guys? I mean, it was like, I had those kind of arguments in my old fraternity when I was at U of I. I mean, just name-calling and silliness. It made no sense to me. And he was mature about it. And, again, it was in his political interest, but you don't want to get involved in that kind of thing. I mean, it's demeaning. And I think the Democrats, because they only have two, it's a lot tougher. But their next debate, you know, by the way, Dean, we got too many debates. There's nothing new. 1 week from now, they're going to have a forum, the Republicans, in 3 days. What has changed? What's going to go on? So they'll end up, you know, ticking each other off and yelling and screaming like on a street corner. It's not the way I would like to select the leader of the free world.
And you wonder why people are so disgusted with the whole thing. Paul, thank you so much for joining us. Always good to talk to you. Next time we'll talk movies.
Let's talk movies. I'm ready for you.
Paul's got some good choices of some movies.
All right.
Paul Green, Roosevelt University, thank you so much. We'll update news and get into a very interesting week in theater coming up next on WGN.